This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I titled this segment, Fight Trump from the Inside, but I want it to be a continuing discussion of the racism that I talked about. And I believe this is a best of show in terms of the ethnocentric racism that I talked about in the first hour and how racism permeates all areas of politics, but not in the way that the left tells you. And this is why we are going to be putting on these No Whites Allowed seminars, probably now and forevermore, to explain this racism in a way that I think people get. But what's funny about it is when I think about how race permeates every part of the body politic, it makes me understand that people do miss it. They don't get it. They don't see it. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to use Trump for part of this because Trump is said by many to be a racist. The left say this, though I don't think the majority of them believe it. Now, at a reptilian level, there's some that go, Trump is a racist. Oh, you're right. You're right. But at the elitist level, they know 100% that Trump is not a racist. But they made him the face of racism. They started with this whole Charlottesville thing. The misquoting, not finishing his quote. There are good people on both sides. They didn't finish it. There's no sane person in America who accepts neo-Nazism any more than they accept the new Black Panthers. Anybody that would accept any of those extremes is a blatant racist. I don't care what color you are. If you sympathize with it, you're sympathizing with blatant racism. But I will show you that even though you have the white Aryans and the Black Panthers, the new Black Panthers, I promise you, the racism that permeates the left is as vile. And what's worse is it's accepted. See, you can see the racism of the screaming Black Panthers. We don't kill cracker babies, right? Or these white supremacists that, you know, blatantly talk about how they want to be separated and away from the, you know, the N-words and all that other stuff. That's easy. But the other one that they put in your face, quite frankly, it's just as easy. And I explained it. I literally gave you an hour of blatant racism. Michelle Obama made the comment. She said something, and you can't even find this quote, but she says, you know what made me skeptical, and I'm paraphrasing, about Barack? So many white people liked him. Now, flip that over. Let Melania Trump say, do you realize that the thing that made me really question whether Donald was a good guy was that so many black people liked him? Can you imagine her saying that? Don't believe me. Go. I promise you, Michelle Obama said that, but you can't find it. I've been trying to find that clip because it's a perfect clip to show the racism. She said it in an interview. And it was blatant in your face. I mean, she said it not even realizing how racist that sounds. Well, the thing that made me skeptical about Barack was so many white people liked him. And you know how them white people are. Anyway, the fact that the left is trying to make Trump the face of racism shows their desperation. But what it also shows is the politics of the day around the left's attempt to demonize Trump, even though they had a successful coup against him. And what they're really trying to do, and I've said this many times to you, is they want to demonize those of you who support Trump. They can't say you're racist coming off the notion of Barack Obama being a president and all the other great things that we've accomplished to overcome racism in this country. So what they have to do is they have to tie you to a racist idol. Meanwhile, Michelle Obama is a walking, talking epitome of racism. I keep talking about this buffoon, his name is Joe, who writes, I was invited to become part of a group, and every time you know, I say something, well, you're a Trump supporter. You're a Trump supporter. And I go, I'm a Trump policy supporter. See, I'm not stupid enough to follow a man, but I am smart enough to follow a policy. If that policy works, I follow it. I agree with it. I say I'm okay with this. Trump is a human being. I don't care one way or the other. I happen to know him. I think he's a pretty nice guy. But that's neither here nor there. It's like Barack Obama. I don't care one iota about Obama. What I care about is, did he have good policy? And the short answer is no, he didn't. And that's what we didn't like about him. Michelle Obama is a whole other issue. Hers is not about policy. Hers is just flat racism in your face that now has become so pervasive in society, you can practice it openly. And I played a clip played a clip from Tucker where he played two different scenes in this show, First Lady, that got canceled, where Michelle Obama just blatantly talks about, you know, how she wants to beat up Trump supporters. How can you say something that silly? You want to beat up Trump? She's mad at Trump supporters for saying we're changing direction. This coming on the heels of her husband being president, she can't stand that America decided to course correct after baby black Jesus. Anyway, this is going back to this buffoon, Joe. He challenges my intellect by saying, how could somebody, in theory, as smart as you, support Trump? The implication there being, you're dumb. And he thinks I'm too stupid to understand this. I'm going to get more into that in just a bit. But as I analyze this whole Trump thing, and I ran across an article about General Milley, who was chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who said he could have retired, you know, stepped down from the Joint Chiefs, but he decided to fight Trump from the inside. And I'm thinking, fight Trump on what? You're a military guy. Your job is to protect America, and he wants to fight Trump. Now, I'm going to get into both of these, and the reason why I'm juxtaposing this, what may seem like it's not related, is because I'm going to show you that it is. This idea that they want to fight Trump, you say to yourself, and I'll prove to you, what does Milley want to fight? And here's what the conclusion I came to. Donald Trump, it is amazing what this guy was able to accomplish. It was. And here's the reason. He was surrounded by traitors. Not just traitors against him, but traitors against America, the very racists who want the status quo.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Fighting Donald J. Trump was in vogue at one point, folks. That's how you got your stripes. That's how you got your stars as a general. That's how you got your kudos. Invited to the biggest parties, the lavish events, etc. Who was he? Donald Trump was one dude who, prior to running for president, was a very popular person, a billionaire. Rappers rapped about him. People talked about him. If you were like me, you thought of him as just an egomaniac that wanted his name on everything. But at the same time, you also said, well, at least he, you know, there's something iconic about his name. I'm not that way. I don't need to have my name in lights and, you know, have everybody knowing who I am, etc. I'm not that way. I'm not cut that way. But I'm not going to be mad at a person who is that way. Kim Kardashian. I mean, we could be mad at her for what she's accomplished and how she did it, but, you know, and I personally wouldn't do it. I wouldn't want my daughter to go that route, but she got what she got, and if that makes her happy, so be it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm talking about Trump as a metaphor for racism, but it's a metaphor for, you know, the status quo, what people wanted to preserve, and Trump so upset that they had to make him. They made Trump to be the worst human being you could possibly make him, and that is a racist. Donald Trump was made to be the epitome of racism, and it cracks me up because there's no history of this. There's nothing. Oh, you know, when Donald Trump, man, he wouldn't let people rent stuff. Let me tell you something. My grandparents, as black as they could be, didn't want to rent their houses to certain black folks. And I cannot tell you the number of discussions I've been around with black people, and we will say, now I'm letting it out, we will say, I ain't letting that Negro near my stuff. We say it. We don't want to bring somebody in because, well, you know how we are. If I had a nickel for every time somebody said that to me, I could have a nice car, a nicer car. So black people act like, you know, white people are the only ones talking about black folks. And, don't bring that black folk over here. I don't need no colored people. We say it in all the time. Yeah. I'm spilling the beans, black folks. Anyway, the idea of the left was to destroy Trump, and never have I seen a political machine so hell-bent on total annihilation than it was for Donald Trump. Before I get into this Milley thing, General Milley, check out Brian Stelter talking about you, the Trump supporters, in January 6th, and what all that is supposed to mean. It was, remember, Charlottesville. That didn't stick. So then it was January 6th.
There are tax cut Republicans, and then there are treason Republicans. There are those who think January 6th was god-awful, and those who think it was glorious. The challenge in covering the present-day GOP is to see and show and tell the difference. I mean, many Republicans know that the Stop the Steal stuff is bunk, but it's still alive and unwell nearly 2 years later. Some actively speak out against it for that reason, but, they're losing. The Republicans who want their party to be reasonable and reality-based are losing. At least if you look at CPAC and the recent conservative conference and the likes of Mike Lindell on stage repeating election lies. I mean, think about it. There are many election deniers, many people who pretend or actually believe that the 2020 election was corrupt, despite all the evidence. And some of these deniers are winning GOP primaries, meaning they could be running elections in the future, or at least influencing how those elections are run. It's kind of like picking a guy who can't count to teach you math. Suddenly you're learning to subtract instead of add. But it's happening. So how is this phenomenon being covered? How should it be covered? Some headlines call candidates election deniers. There are other headlines, let me show you one from the Associated Press, calling them merely skeptics. I think that's a really interesting difference. And, of course, these words matter. The language matters a lot.
That was Brian Stelter, of course, of CNN. And he says, we're losing. As he immediately right after talks about the number of candidates who are, quote, election deniers who are winning their primaries. You're losing. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. See, what's funny about the left is I don't think they get it. I don't think they really understand that we're a little smarter than they think we are. This guy, I don't know who writes his monologues, because if it's like Fox, it's a bunch of little, you know, weenie youngsters writing this stuff, and all they do is read it. But if Stelter's reading this, you should at least be able to say, how can you call them losers in the very same sentence talk about all the winning they're doing? Doesn't make any sense. He goes on, he talks about the election lies, and as I mentioned, they're election deniers, and he says they either pretend or believe the 2020 election was corrupt. Why do they spend so much time on this? And then he goes on to call it a phenomena. It's a phenomena. It's, it, look, it would be different if this were some tangential thing where a few people went, you know, I don't trust this election. There are an overwhelming number of Americans who do not trust this election, which is what precipitated January 6th. And because the media and the left are so afraid of you finding out the truth, they've pumped up January 6th to make it look like, oh, look at all these insurrectionists. I heard Jerry Nadler the other day talk about all the guns in America and the AR-15s and these killers out there. And he references it with January 6th as if people were marching to D.C. with their rifles and shot up the place. And I asked the question the other day, will somebody show me where all the weapons that we have in America? Oh, by the way, he was talking about the Second Amendment. And he used January 6th, not a gun in sight. The only person killed was Ashley Babbitt or whatever her name was. And not a gun in sight from these so-called insurrectionists who rioted with all the guns in America. Not a single reference to a gun, a shooting, or anything. More things happened in Insert City here last night than happened in January 6th with hundreds of thousands of patriots supposedly holding an insurrection. I frame it that way so you get an understanding of the level of hyperbole, how these people will hype up something that has absolutely no basis in fact. So that's why you got to ask yourself, what's their end game? Why is he calling this a phenomena? And then why does Brian Stelter go on to go, well, you know, they're called deniers, but then there's some that are lightening it and calling them skeptics. Tell you what I'm believing, starting to believe. I believe that some of them on the left are beginning to question this themselves. They know what's coming and they're trying to get ahead of it, folks. And I don't blame them.
Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
Health officials have announced that polio has been detected in wastewater samples in New York City. It comes just a few weeks after a case of polio was detected in Rockland County, located north of the city. The New York State Department of Health and the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene said that the polio virus is likely circulating locally.
Wastewater sampling for disease surveillance is really, really important. We saw that for COVID, and we're now seeing its utility for polio. It becomes really useful to know.
Epidemiology professor Dennis Nash. The state health commissioner, Dr. Mary Bassett, said in a statement, the best way to keep adults and children polio-free is, quote, through safe and effective immunization. This is USA Radio News. FBI agents who searched former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home Monday removed 11 sets of classified documents, including some marked as top secret and meant to be only available in special government facilities. This is all according to documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. Meanwhile, Representative Scott Perry is calling out the Attorney General.
Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania on Newsmax, has a problem with Attorney General Merrick Garland, as the reality of Mr. Garland's actions paint a different story.
That's not the impression anybody in America gets. They've watched this saga continue with Hunter Biden, and of course it goes right to President Biden. They've watched James Comey, Hillary Clinton. They've watched every single Democrat they know of, every single person on the left, get a pass for every single thing under the sun.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, chose not to resign. This is in the Hill. After growing increasingly disillusioned with then-President Trump in 2020, according to an upcoming book, instead vowing to, quote, fight from the inside against what he perceived as an erratic and dangerous commander-in-chief. Now, let me just stop there, because everything that I say after this applies to Joe Biden. Milley, if there's any time for Milley to be concerned as a chairman of the Joint Chiefs, he should be concerned right now. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The revelations were revealed in an excerpt of, get this, The Divider, Trump in the White House, 2012 through 2021. From the New York Times writer Peter Baker and New Yorker's Susan Glasser. The excerpt published in the New Yorker details Milley's ascent to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, noting he was warned against taking the position by Secretary of Defense James Mattis. You remember Bulldog? And former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. They warned him against it. Milley came to the realization that Trump was, quote, doing great and irreparable harm, as he wrote in a draft resignation letter in June of 2020. But after the events at Lafayette Square, when Milley was seen with Trump posing for a photo op near the square as police tear gassed those protesting against police brutality and racial injustice, Milley decided he would rather fight him than quit, Baker and Glasser, right? If they want to court-martial me or put me in prison, have at it, Milley told his staff at the time, according to the New Yorker's book excerpt. But I will fight from the inside. He reportedly drafted four goals. You're going to love this. Stop Trump from starting unnecessary wars overseas. Make sure the military was not used in the streets against the American people to keep Trump in power. And maintain both his integrity and the military's. Okay, let's analyze this. Unnecessary wars. Joe Biden starts an unnecessary war between Russia and Ukraine, is provoking a war with China as we speak, and I could go on. Do we need to talk about Iran and other hot spots in the world that this guy is essentially allowing war to the possibility at the very least? Wow. And Milley's done such a great job with the military, hasn't he? Sissifying it with all this LGBT transgender nonsense. Show me anywhere that what he's talking about and what Donald Trump is doing, let me put it a different way. Donald Trump got the military back to being the military. What does Milley have as a problem with that? Donald Trump didn't start any unnecessary wars. And I could go on. Here's the bigger picture. And I'm not dismissing Milley as a person who should be giving Trump advice, but he's essentially saying, I'm going to set policy. I don't care if you elected Trump. I will set policy. And in effect, what he's saying is, I'm willing to commit treason. I'm willing to be a traitor working against Trump. And this is where I go to everything that with Trump in general, how he allowed people around him to be this way. How do you do that? Why didn't he clean house? This is why I also say Trump needs that second term. Because he needs to go back in and immediately fire Milley. And he needs to bring in some of these colonels that have been languishing because they won't toe the line. Promote them to general. I'd say take them straight up to 4-star. Because these guys have earned it. And get rid of this fluff. But now I want to get back to, and the reason I bring this up is because even internally, they got the military, one of the most sacred places where meritocracy should fit. The people that have one purpose, as people around me say often, you have one job. Well, the military has one job to protect us. And look at what Milley's doing, undermining President Trump. Why? Because he's been deemed gettable. As Chuck Schumer would say, they will get you 6 days to Sunday. And that's what they did. Now I'm going to segue back. And I know this doesn't, it may not seem like it makes sense. And maybe it doesn't to you, but it does to me. I want to segue back to this whole call of racism and how these elitists think. See, because this guy Joe, he's an elitist. And he thinks that he can give me compliments, and I won't understand it, what's going on. So he wants me to weigh in on Viktor Orban speaking at CPAC. And he's a Hungarian. And what they were saying, Hungary, and maybe Viktor Orban said this, is that we welcome all people, all nations, all nationalities, whatever. And America is indeed that. America, there's no question, welcomes anybody from anywhere, and you are allowed to flourish. And there are many examples of all different people of all different colors flourishing and doing wonderfully. I'm going to try to make sense of this in a racial context, but essentially, this Viktor Orban speaks, and I don't know what Viktor Orban says, but he alluded to all people being equal. But then this guy says, that's not what Viktor Orban says. He says, to quote, the biggest reason why whites are believed to be racist is that they are far the greatest achievers in human history, and they created nations non-whites crave to inhabit. The very existence of white men goes against the principle of equality, since they are responsible for almost 100% of the greatest achievements in all fields of human endeavor since ancient historical times. Obviously, equality is a false construct and doesn't exist in the real world. This is a big reason why white nations are earmarked for total race mixing, why white males are the most resented group. Now, supposedly, this is what Viktor Orban said. I don't know whether that's true or not. But earlier, he wrote this. He says, and I don't know, I'm trying to put this in context, but he says it does it in physics and medicine and biosciences and computer sciences, molecular science, both diesel and electric vehicle technology, the LED light, which has taken over other means of illumination, and countless other inventions and achievements that can't be listed here. This list alone, never mind what comes next, proved that man indeed possesses vast differences in intelligence, intellectual output, and achievements in all manner of science, architecture, and other endeavors that created the civilization we know. In fact, one cannot avoid the politically incorrect but factually correct uncomfortable conclusion. The very source of political correctness, wokerism is what he called it, and progressive self-hate that comes from the political left is detailed next, the Council of European Canadians. Now, I truly couldn't understand how to put it in context because it came disjointed in this email thread. So I apologize for that. But here's what I wrote to the guy that said this. I said, I agree in part of this assessment. But it is not blacks or Africans' lack of intellect. It's more a function of how intellect is used. For example, with all the intellectual achievements of whites, how can they be so gullible to fall for the nonsense of woke? One could argue that blacks' ability to sell woke showcases superior intellect. That said, why dumb down the world? Is it that blacks want whites to bottom feed with the less intellectual? Perhaps. However, another argument could be that blacks had whites do the dirty work and now feast on the efforts of whites. Innovate, as it were. And by that I'm saying, we let you guys do the heavy lifting. You go ahead and invent the computer. I'll use it for what I need it for. Go ahead and invent whatever you invent. I'll do something else with it. I said, few can argue that blacks innovated in sports, in music, in dance, in marketing. I said, when you can sell the worst of your society, are you not actually the real intellect? Because for all the intellectual prowess whites appear to possess, they certainly act stupidly in areas of blackness. And it's not just American whites being sold. I've traveled all over the world. I've seen Thug Life t-shirts on every continent. No culture exists where hip-hop music doesn't dominate. We'll come back and talk more about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Second time I've been challenged on intellect of cultures. Black culture versus white culture, brown culture, etc. And on the surface, there's a logical argument that says white people have made all these advancements and the world has benefited from it. And, you know, that dictates a level of intellect. And I disagree. I think it's a matter of circumstance. It's just a matter of invention. And yes, white people did become more civilized early on and looked at invention more, but I don't believe that intellect doesn't exist in black people or brown people or whatever. And there's nobody's, oh, Kevin, they studied it. Dr. Shockley did this or whatever. Let me tell you, there, whatever studies there are, I don't believe it. I don't believe God said, I'm going to give white people more geniuses than I'm going to give black people. I think he distributed genius very selectively where it needed to be. And so anyway, I'm writing to this idiot, a Trump-hating racist. His name is Joe, and I'm writing to him, and I'm explaining all these things, and I'm saying, if you're so smart, why are you so dumb? You're smart, so smart, yet you're following my work, and I know I completely obliterate him. Every time we have a discussion, I obliterate him. So let me finish this and give you some context. And then I want to talk about these ideas that he talks about that white men have created, and some are absolutely true, but others, no basis in fact, and I want to poke holes in this stuff. So I go on, I said, as I've warned a few Fortune 500 CEOs, don't underestimate black thugs. Anyone willing to put their life and liberty at risk in a daily drug trade, for example, is smart enough and fearless enough to take any job. Steve Jobs is canonized for the mere idea of the iPhone. It was minds more brilliant than his who brought his ideas to life. Blacks are innovative creators. I contend that we possess many Jobs, meaning Steve Jobs, in our ranks. Jobs was said to be ruthless in his pursuit of technological innovation. But I doubt he would stand on a corner and deal drugs. But a kid willing to stand on that corner would make Jobs look like Gandhi. What would a killer do if he had the opportunity to innovate the way Jobs did? I go on to brag. I have 3 magna cum laude graduates of Wharton, SMU, and the University of Texas. I would put my son's intellect against the best of them. Already have. They've been measured. I mean, I'm going off script here, but my kids, they took the SATs. They got into these colleges. They weren't let in on affirmative action. They earned it. I said, put black kids in the right circumstances, and this argument is moot. Keep them where they are, and I would agree with this assessment. Ramanujan's genius was discovered, then cultivated by a Brit. Without this divine intervention, by an atheist, no less, we may never have known one of the greatest mathematicians in history. So that's what I wrote him back. Then this guy writes to me and he says, thanks, Kevin. Good comments all. I have a huge amount of respect for what you have accomplished both academically and in the real world and with your sons. Your intellect, intelligence, accomplishments, people skills, and work ethic are superior to most white people, including this one. One thing that bothers and puzzles me about you is how an obviously intelligent individual and others that I know can be taken in by the biggest charlatan grifter our country has ever known, one Donald Trump. Trump does espouse some positive conservative values that I respect and believe in, but his total lack of character pushes him well into negative territory. His entire life revolves around the question of what's good for Donald Trump. You're too good of a person to tie your hard-earned reputation to Trump. Now, see, this is where I get not upset, you know, but it irks me. It's like, really? So you can compliment me on everything where we agree, but where we disagree is where you show your ignorance. Well, let me tell you where I show my ignorance. When I show my ignorance, I tell you, look, I don't know anything about this. I tell you all the time, if I'm looking at my car engine, it isn't because I'm a mechanic. It's because I'm going to fix it. It's because I'm looking at it going, man, I wish somebody would come look at this engine that knows what to do, because I certainly don't. Here's my response back to Joe. Well, Joe, I don't expect you to understand. As you said, my intellect is superior to yours. Unlike you, I measure people on results. I know you favor Biden over Trump. I no longer question that decision given Biden's dementia and massive failures. Hope this provides some clarity? That's what I wrote back. But let's delve into some of these things that were presented as to why what the white man has done. I'm going to give you some categories, okay? This is what was sent to me. And it says, I'm going to have to go through this quickly because I won't get through it all, but it talks about how what whites have contributed. I'm going to go quickly by category. Okay, 100 of the greatest modern inventions, and they got the printing press, nuclear energy, the airplane, steam engine, telephone, radio, rocketry, etc. No doubt. White men, he says, invented all the scientific instruments. I don't know that I believe that, but ammeter, barometer, sextant, voltmeter, thermometer, galvanometer, hydrometer, etc. Because you got to measure, right? Nanoscale, seismograph, cardiograph, etc. Greatest books in philosophy, and they point out the J for Jew, but the Republic, Plato, Meditations, Marcus Aurelius, Sic et Non, Abelard, and they go on. They talk about all these greatest books on logic and reason or whatever else, in this particular case in philosophy. Now, here's what I love to point out about this. So, because somebody wrote a book in philosophy, that's their contribution. It doesn't matter that you may have your own philosophy, that you've come to your own conclusions and you've never put them in a book, but somebody put it in a book, and good for them. It goes back to the printing press, because that was invented by a white guy too. Five greatest ideas in science: the atomic structure of matter, the periodic law, the Big Bang theory, plate tectonics, theory of evolution. By the way, it probably is a good time for me to interject here that many of these things that people invented at the time, you know, flat earth theory and a host of other things, were completely wrong. There were white guys who said, here's the way this earth revolves around, the sun revolves around the earth, the moon revolves around the stars or whatever, and then somebody comes along and goes, nope, you're wrong. So it's okay. I mean, we've gotten to this evolution of where we are today because some white guy said it, and then some other white guy came along and said you were wrong. I could argue, well, at least the black dude wasn't the one who came up with the wrong theory. Einstein came up with his original theory of how the universe worked, and then his next greatest theory proved that his first theory was wrong. He had to add more to it. But anyway, I'll go on. He says the greatest astronauts, all the greatest astronauts in history were all white guys. No kidding. I mean, by the way, when you say greatest astronaut, is that, are you measuring, because there was some black astronauts and still are. Who's the greatest? How do we measure that? Anyway, he goes on. All the greatest sculptors. How can you say that? You know, maybe what you perceive as the greatest sculptor, possibly you haven't seen the greatest sculptor. And I come back to this because you don't know what you don't know. This is when I went into my high school library and I found this book on black history. And suddenly my mind was expanded to how many things that blacks had done. You don't even know. The people sending me this have no clue. All the greatest sculptors. You only know the sculptors you know. It's like when I see signs, the greatest hamburger, the greatest coffee, the best coffee in America, the best ribs. And then I'm like, what? Because Zagat said it? Zagat doesn't know everything. Then they go on, he talks about different mathematicians. And I already referenced Ramanujan, but he says close to 100% of the greatest mathematicians were European men. Has this guy watched Hidden Figures? Just because those are the only ones you know doesn't mean that's the case. Ramanujan, as I mentioned, was found by a Brit. And then he goes on. And he gives some mathematical people, von Neumann, which, by the way, John von Neumann is one of my heroes in math and in science. Almost all the greatest skyscraper architects, he goes on, are white. Is it okay? But what about the buildings yet to be built? Greatest physicists were 100% white men. That is a lie. The ones that you note are, that's not the case. And here's the other thing that people don't understand like him. There are many people, black folks, who got no credit for helping these physicists and these chemists and these inventors do their inventions. Alexander Graham Bell worked with, there was a black guy that actually discovered the filament for the Edison for the light bulb. Not Edison. How many blacks went unnoted? Have you seen the movie about the Blue Babies, where the guy gets all the Harvard accolades, but the black guy, you know, luckily he got recognized in the end, but he wasn't recognized. This is the danger of ethnocentric racism. Put people in circumstances where they can perform and they will.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.